All right, we're hanging out with J.J. Gray of J.J. Gray and Mo Fro, one of my favorite bands in the whole wide world. Southern Soul coming to Madison this Sunday, November 23rd at the Majestic. J.J., how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, man, glad to talk again to you.
No worries.
Yeah, about once a year, we get in touch.
Yep.
Usually over a great album. And here we are again. I mean, I'm not gonna dance around the show yet. I like to get back to that. But this album, Orange Blossoms, tasty, man.
Cool. Glad you dig it, brother.
And it's your second release off Alligator.
Yep.
And
Alligator actually went back and re-released Blackwater and Lock Lisa, so they got all four of them now.
Oh, sweet. Let me tell you, Blackwater is, you know, when I vote on what's my favorite album by Mo Fro, which I do on the MySpace sometimes, I noticed.
Uh-huh.
I keep coming back to Blackwater. It just has a couple of tracks that hit my soul perfectly.
Cool. So
here we are with Orange Blossoms, and, you know, compare and contrast kind of the growth that you personally hear between your Blackwater CD and this year Orange Blossoms.
Well, for me, I feel like Blackwater and Orange Blossoms are almost sister records. And somebody said that the other day, they felt like those two records seem a little more connected to each other than the others. I'm like, well, yeah, in a way it is. One of the things is that the Orange Blossoms has a lot of songs that I tried to record during the Blackwater sessions, but didn't wind up on the record, or didn't end up, we didn't get a solid enough take or whatever. So some of this stuff, you know, is some of the stuff on Orange Blossoms is some of the stuff I wrote a long time ago. So I feel like the two records, and, you know, all the albums have been recorded in the same studio on all the same equipment. So
I see, yeah.
But this is the first record that's been mixed in that studio, and I think it's one of the biggest differences for me sonically. I like the way this record sounds over all the other records because it was mixed in the same studio in close proximity to the recording, instead of it being like 6 or 8 months later when you're trying to remember why you did this or what you did and go through notes. You know, it's
right.
Kind of like, it was in close proximity, so we got to jump straight on the mixing right after the recording.
So the feeling of it all is still right fresh in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, just the title track, you know, the Orange Blossoms leading things off, it's got this, I don't know, it's got a poppy love feel, like, and by poppy, I don't even know if I mean pop sound or like I'm in a poppy bush or something. Something really special. It's a beautiful love story. You know, from kids growing up. And what a great way to introduce this album.
Cool. Yeah, you know, it was a mixture of a couple of stories that, a story of a friend of mine told me, and my own personal experience, you know, sort of having to try to live up to father-in-law, potential father-in-law expectation. A little mixture of a few things like that.
Yeah, it's a great track. It'll bring many people back to their first loves, I think. And it's
cool. That's why I wrote it. It did for me, you know. And it all happened in the spring. You know, I was down by Lock Lusa, and the orange groves were lit up at the time. And so, I don't know why, the smell just always takes me back to that sort of childhood, that era of my.
Oh, yeah.
Time of my life makes me think of those things.
Well, you're so in touch, you know, with nature and your community and your surrounding grounds that, you know, I'm not surprised that those things really not only give you a visual memory, but an audio one as well. And I'm thankful
that you
can figure out a way to put it down and have it recorded and you know, translate that into my kind of ears and my world. And then I get to go, holy moly, I can relate to that. It's a great,
cool.
You know, there's some songs like that on here for sure, like On Fire. Let me tell you, when I spun On Fire, the phones lit up. You know, everybody wanted to know, what was that? And I said, well, you go down to the show on Sunday, the 23rd, and you will see what that is.
Cool. I'll have to make sure we play it.
Yeah. Now, where the heck did On Fire come from, man?
Well, you know, the bass line, I had just recorded that bass line and that drum beat that, you know, I got my own studio at the house, and it's kind of how I do all the records. I record all the tracks at home first to a couple of times to get it, to have it right and ready when we hit the studio. But I just started out with a bass line, and then, There's an old saying that's in the song. Woman has an ass like an army mule.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the time when I was a kid, I thought that was something terrible. But when I got older, it started to make more sense.
Yeah,
and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pay tribute to some of the older men in my life who I've kind of quietly from the sidelines listened to talking, and as boisterous as they would talk in front of kids saying something like that. So I added, like I say, I didn't understand it, but I sure did when I got older.
Yeah, I bet you did. So how long of a process was this album for you?
I started in November.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yep.
At home in my home studio. I recorded the whole record and a little bit more.
Okay.
And then January, I scratched all that and started all over again and did it again, and then scratched all that and did it again in February. In February, I had discs, CDs of all the songs, and then I sent a CD, mailed a CD to Adam up in New York,
yep.
the bass player, organ player who played on the record and plays out on tour with me and been playing for a while. Adam Scone's been playing with me for nearly 5 years.
Mm.
And then Anthony Cole, who hadn't played any shows with me at all at that point, and I sent it to him, and then we hit the studio at the beginning of March and did all the basic tracks, the three of us, in like a couple of days. And then I got in the, shortly thereafter, I got in the horn players, and went long after that, I got in the string players and the singers and all. So we started recording beginning of March, and we were done mixing it and everything by the end of April.
Man, it sounds like such a strenuous process, and I know that it is, but as you grow and mature as an artist, and I've been fortunate enough to find Mofro early enough in my life where I'm able to notice the differences, I think, and then even recognizing, I think, the sisterish relationship between these two albums because of that sound.
Uh-huh.
But the ones that you've, the ones that don't associate to the sound of the Mofro of the past, I really dig the direction that you're taking this thing.
Oh, cool. Thanks, brother. Like I say, a song like WYLF, What You're Looking For,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of a sister song to Lazy Full Acre, so to speak.
There you
know
go.
What I mean? And Ybor City is kind of reminiscent to me of like Hoe Cake a little bit,
more
the blues rocking up tempo type thing. And it's been sort of an evolution of a few things. Learning my own way around the studio, thanks to Dan Prothro, because in my opinion, he sort of produced the demos that I was doing at home. I'd call him on the phone or upload him a mix via the internet, and he'd say, "Well, you should probably do this or that or the other." So he helped me produce the demos at home, and then having him in the studio, he's as responsible as me for all these records, to be honest with you.
Wow. He's
especially Blackwater from the start. He's always pushed me, and he's pushed me always in the right direction, even if I didn't fully agree with him at the time. It isn't long before I'm like, yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
When I be honest and admit to myself. So he's a huge part of that,
Yeah, well, he's helping take you places that a lot of folks are going to tune into and really appreciate.
Sorry, what's that?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, I think with Dan, too, one of the things is like, I first met him, he's like, I'm the kind of producer, I like to do 5% or less. I like for the artist to have their whatever they're doing down to 95%, and I just want to bring that 5% in the engineering and some of the producing stuff in the studio. So when we started out, I think it was a much bigger split than that, And over a period of time, Dan just keeps whipping me into shape,
mm-hmm.
cracking that whip on me and making me step up to the plate. And same with all the records. Each time he's quick to point out a strength and shy you away from a weakness. So by the time we got to Orange Blossoms, he's like, his job gets easier because he don't whip you into shape on the album before, and whip you into the shape on the album before that.
So on this album, what was the hardest track for you to kind of agree with yourself on?
I would say, this record was really easy.
Mm.
It just sort of did itself. There really wasn't one. that was the toughest song didn't make it on the record, and it was an acoustic tune, probably be on another record in the future, because it's, you know, the song, I love the song, but just didn't, it was a struggle, but yeah. Everything else is pretty easy. I think, I can't honestly think of one that was tougher than the other. Now, any other records, I could tell you.
Yeah, I know, you know, and you have. And yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I asked, because I know that, you know, I figured, you know, because there's some leftover songs you said that made it on here. So I figured you're going to have a few more leftover tracks from this one that'll make it eventually on another one.
Right, so those, right, exactly.
Yeah, those tend to be the tougher ones. You can't decide to put them on or not.
Yeah, and it could be tough for a plethora of reasons. It could be, you know, that night, that or that day, whatever, when you're in the studio, it just doesn't come together. And even a song you could have played 100 times, and you have no idea why it's not coming together. You just say, it's not coming together, I'm moving on. You know, it's like you can cook a meal, and every time you cook it 10 times, it's perfect. And then and then one time, it just doesn't come out right. You can't figure out why.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Music and food with the ingredients that go in those two things, no, it's a very good point, actually, yeah. And now you spent some time recently up east, you know, Long Island, New Hampshire, Vermont. You dig it out there?
Oh, I loved it.
You love it up east?
You know, we play up there once, twice a year.
Yep.
And New Hampshire got to hit up the lobster as usual, up the coastal New Hampshire, and we played up in Maine. New York's always good. Boston was insane. And then we caught the ferry out of New London and went over to our tour manager's house out there in Montauk, and had a couple of days off just to hang out there before it was cold and the waves were going off, and you know, fish or striped bass still running. Didn't get to fish none, but I got to watch the tour manager fish some. So it was just a recharge in the batteries, just hanging out on the beach out there. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I'm now that I'm in Madison, you know, back I used to be in Connecticut years ago, the last few times we spoke, and you know, I always like to hear people reminisce about New Hampshire and Vermont and things. Good memories, for sure.
Oh, it's beautiful up there.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
And you went at the right time of the year.
Yeah, we had a day off, another day off, and we had we rolled over to Burlington and hung out with the Black Crows for a night. They were playing there, and we had a day off. So and the drive up and drive out was beautiful the next day, so it was awesome.
Yeah, can't beat it. Now, when was the last time you were in Madison, Wisconsin?
Last on the Country Ghetto tour,
and
that would have probably been early sometime. I'm going to guess. I'm terrible with dates, so early sometime in 2007.
Okay, it's going to be cold when you're here, you know.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know, we're in Newport, Kentucky tonight, and it's pretty daggum cold here. But it ain't as cold as it is up there. But you know,
whew.
Shoot, it invigorates the blood. So,
and it makes you rock even harder.
There you go.
Hey, man, I want to thank you, as always, for taking the time to spend a little with me, and I look forward to the show. Hopefully, I get there on Sunday.
And, cool.
And I know a whole bunch of folks will be out in force.
Cool. Sounds good, man.
Yeah, right, brother.
Say hey.
I shall. You take care, and until the next time, peace.
All right, brother. Thank you.